Be careful what you ask for. I'm John Johnson, and you'll get it next on MHSAA Perspective.
Fresh apples.
Potato chips.
That's pure Michigan.
If it's Michigan made, you know you're getting something special. So it's not only good for our state, it's great for you and your family. Learn more at michigan.gov/buymichigan.
There are those who feel that the high school athletic experience should be more like the college athletic experience. And they try to convince you that everything national, everything elite, everything excessive, everything exploitative, everything that has already turned major college athletics into anything but educational, must be good for 14 to 17 year olds. Our case in point today, live nationally televised high school football games. The alphabet letter family of cable networks will do around 24 high school football games this fall, and believe me, the schools involved have no idea of what they're subjecting themselves to. Thankfully, you'll not see any Michigan schools in the mix. Schools in this state exempted themselves from this kind of prostitution about 20 years ago, when it became apparent that cable television would move in such a direction. And to those who say that Michigan is falling behind other states, whatever that means, not promoting its kids, and otherwise hurting itself by not participating in these telecasts, I say, wah, wah, wah. Call a whambulance. You're the ones who have a problem. You don't understand the real mission of school sports. The games themselves are secondary to the agenda of the promoters of these telecasts. They're not there to highlight school sports and the good things they do for kids and communities. The audience they're serving is not the displaced partisans of the two teams who can't get to the games. In fact, their audience is not high school football fans at all. They're there to do a college recruiting telecast, feeding the football college fans a fix, treating the teams and the participants like farm teams for the so-called next level, and forcing the marketing associated with the telecast down the throats of unsuspecting schools, coaches, players, and administrators. The kickoff of the game was the most welcome time of days for the schools involved, which had their worlds turned upside down by arrogant promoters and producers. A few examples. Take the players out of classes for interviews. Take the whole school out of class for pep assemblies early in the morning. Use the water coolers and cups and towels that we give you. Don't come on the field until we say so. And your local media can't cover the game the way they normally do. And on and on and on it goes. And by the way, all of this angst is not a windfall financially for the schools. It was reported at one game that the administrators had to go to war to get the promoters to pay a paltry $3,000 in rights fees between the two schools. Isn't it just great being on national television? Even when the MHSAA finals are live, the telecast trappings and influence on the game is minimal. Our television partners are there to chronicle an event, not control it, and to promote what's good about school sports and the local nature of the games, not turning the tone of the broadcast into who will be doing what on Saturday afternoon next year for such and such college, where they rank on slimy recruiting service lists and the like. When I watch locally televised games from other locations around the country, live or delayed, either in my travels or on the internet, I see cameras and announcers as just another spectator taking in the festivities with a real interest in the teams and the communities that they are already a part of. They're not the third-party predators who treat these games like a one-night stand. So to those schools already chewed up and spit out, and those about to be for the glory of being on national television, it's not what it's cracked up to be, is it? It never is. Join us again next time for another edition of MHSAA Perspective, a production of the Michigan High School Athletic Association.